Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk 29, Tom B. Stones as I see it. Sorry. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, sorry about that. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Tom B. Stones. Don't get me started. I am your host, Tom B. Stones. Sorry about the technical difficulties. A little bit of a connection issue throughout the day, but hopefully that will correct itself and I can get through the broadcast. Lots to unpack today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation with me at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754, or you can also feel free to join me in the chat room. Well, I will address your comments, questions there as well. As I stated before, a new showtime here every Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Talk 29. Just a little bit of laundry, disclaimer to any listeners who are easily offended or have children that may be in close proximity, whatever device you are listening to me on. You may want to remove the little ears from the room or just show up. I'll give you a minute. Okay. Now then, let me just address something real quick because it's bothered me for the last 48 hours or so since I've heard it. It is no secret that if you know me personally that I am a pro wrestling fan, and I do listen to some of the podcasts that are broadcast by some of the former and even current workers in the business. One of them being Kevin Nash, who was relevant in the mid and late 90s. You may remember him as, if you are a fan, you may remember him as Big Daddy Cool Diesel in the WWE and also in WCW where he went by his real name, Kevin Nash. I'm not going to plug his show, but I do advise you that if you're curious enough to listen to the first 16 to 18 minutes of his show, it is called Click This, where basically he just usually talks about stories from the road back in the day with the people he traveled with, that being Shawn Michaels, Triple H, the late, great Scott Hall, and Shawn Waltman, collectively known as The Click. Hence, Click This. Supposed to tell stories from the road, kind of entertaining stuff behind the scenes that a lot of wrestling fans and historians do enjoy. Instead of doing that, the first 16 to 18 minutes of a show, possibly more, most recent one, is where he out his anti Trump derangement syndrome, saying that Trump will be campaigning with an ankle monitor. This is a man that's, you know, screwed over the entire country, including himself, and, geez Louise. But, dude, you have zero accurate information. I'm not even going to go into further what he said. because it's just really infuriating. I do really want to say that, yeah, Kevin, I do like you as a performer in the ring, and even as a super shredder in the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. But you do not get paid to talk about your political stance on a wrestling show. You get paid to talk about wrestling. Not your unfounded animosity on a former president where you have absolutely zero accurate information. This is not the first time that you spewed this crap out of your gullet. You said on several occasions things that have nothing to do with wrestling, and you continue to do so, you're going to lose fans. You're going to take your target audience, most wrestling fans. I'll give you a little bit of education, Kevin, since you're a brainless moron. Most fans of WWE that listen to your show are probably standing on the opposite side of where you are, and quite frankly, most likely, sick of hearing you talk about it. And what's going to happen is that they're just going to shut you off. So do us all a favor, and yourself a favor, please. For the love of God, big man, stick to telling stories from the road and lay off the I hate Trump talk. And that's really all I got to say about that particular situation. So I just needed to get down off my chest. Now then, speaking of the 45th president, Donald John Trump, good Lord Almighty, he has been indicted on charges of violating the Espionage Act and obstruction. I lost count how many charges there actually are. I think there was like 37 or something like that. This is an attempt by the left to prosecute a political opponent in order to stop him from running for president or even campaigning. You know what Trump's being accused of? He's being accused of not handing over documents that were held in a locked, secure room that he had every right to, as president, to possess and declassify. Let me say that again. He had documents that he had every right to, classified documents that were held in a locked, secure room, by the way, guarded by Secret Service, put an extra padlock on the door as instructed by the FBI. Back some time ago, there was, I believe it was August or maybe early September, there was a FBI raid on his home in Mar-a-Lago, resulting basically in embarrassing the former sitting president and current political opponent of the House plant in chief, Joe Biden. The left, the mainstream media, the Biden administration, including his weaponized DOJ and FBI, continue to attempt to change the laws to suit them and take a big giant crap on Donald Trump. I call this selective prosecution, and that, my friend, is a real crime here. Now let's contrast, shall we? Joe Biden, the House plant in chief, had in his possession, listen closely, I'm educating you. Joe Biden had in his possession 1,850 plus boxes of classified documents dating back from when he was a senator. By the way, that was in the 70s, where most of us listening weren't even born yet. Yes, that's how long Joe Biden has been in public office, suckling off the government teat. But I digress. He had in his possession 1,850 boxes of classified documents dating back to when he was a senator that he had no right to possess. Moreover, they were stored in a secure room, you ask? Nah. Whatever gave that idea? No, they weren't secured in they weren't in a secure room. They weren't in a locker. They weren't in a heavily guarded storage room. They were found in a facility in Chinatown. They were found in a facility at the University of Delaware. Most importantly, they were found in one of the most unsecured locations in his garage of his house in Delaware, strewn all over the place, right next to his midlife crisis, his world-famous Corvette that his brainless idiot son Hunter had access to and periodically drove the vehicle. Yeah, but Joe said he's the smartest man I know. He's not the smartest man you know to anyone in any world. But he thinks paying almost $50,000 a month in rent is a good thing. Too is bad. So if he's the smartest man you know, you must know a lot of dumbasses. Anyway, the friend has been seen periodically grabbing the Corvette, in the house, and some of his questionable associates to the house for God knows what. I mean, it is the Biden family we're talking about. So, there is 100% proof that Biden received $5 million from a foreign enemy to influence U.S. policy. He continues to... Okay, folks, so sorry about that. A little bit of a connection issue. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. Okay. So where I was basically is that Joe Biden is the man who stood up in front of a graduating college class of mostly African-Americans and said basically that white supremacy is the number one problem of the United States. Here's a man who did a eulogy at the funeral of the Grand Wizard of the KKK. Here's a man that in the late 70s said that he didn't want his kids growing up in an urban jungle and told Charlemagne the God on the radio that said, if you have a problem, whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. But he stands up in front of a class of mostly African Americans and said, we have to denounce white supremacy. Well, what are you, Joe? I can't get into every single racist thing you said because I'll be here until Christmas of 2027, possibly later. But you are without a doubt the biggest culprit of racism that's holding public office. Need I remind you of the 1994 crime bill? It's inconceivable how you can stand there with a straight face and attempt to tell the American people that you didn't do anything wrong, that you've acquired a whole lot of wisdom in your 50-plus years in public office, and that you're the right man for the job. You're 80 years old. 80 years old. You have the brain of a pea. You have about as much charisma as a dry sponge. You're a liar. You're a racist. You're a child-sniffing pervert. And you're a criminal. And you got caught. But you have the weaponized, you have weaponized the FBI, DOJ. And to be quite honest, you've weaponized the mainstream media. To even when the truth started to come out about January 6th and COVID and all these things that happened in the last few years, and your 81 million votes, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, the truth started coming out about all that stuff. And what'd they do to the man that was divulging the truth, Tucker Carlson? They fired him. They fired Tucker Carlson from Fox News for telling the truth. Now, there's a lot of people that are telling the truth and not on as big a platform as Fox News. There's the guys from the Daily Wire, and there's Louder with Crowder, and there's, you know, Ben Ferguson, all the, you know conservative political folks that are out there. They don't have as big of a platform to speak like Tucker Carlson. What Tucker Carlson had a lot of viewers, and Fox News has lost a lot of viewers since they did fire him, because he was bringing in a ton every single night. Right before that, Dan Bongino left Fox News. I don't think that this had anything to do with the big lawsuit that they paid out $787 million, something to that effect, to the company Dominion for the voting machines, that whole saga. That had nothing to do with that. That had to do with Tucker Carlson divulging way too much information that was true on Fox News, and they could not have that. Chuck Schumer called for his public beheading, saying that you should, Rupert Murdoch, you should not let him air those videos of January 6th, when it clearly showed that on January 6th, that those Capitol Police officers were not in any danger, and they were escorting the guy that was in there supposedly causing violence and destroying things, when it's clear on camera that he wasn't. He was talking to the Capitol Police. They were escorting him. There was a bunch of guys standing around. There's no reason for him to be in prison. Oh, look, what happened after that? He got out of prison. Oh, you don't say. Oh, he served enough time in jail. He was going to get out anyway. Bullshit. No, that's not the case. And if you expect us to believe that, you're a moron. The fact of the matter is, you got too close to the truth, and the mainstream media and the left couldn't have that. So therefore, they put a stop to it. And it worked. Fox News caved in. So the left are continuing to attempt to change the laws. The American people are being forced to believe the mainstream media telling us Orange Man bad, he's a criminal, and he's going to prison for 400 years. He's not going to be able to run for president, and he's not going to be able to campaign. He's going to be in jail before that, blah, blah, blah. Folks, he's not going to jail. The 47-page indictment is a sham, and I guess the mainstream media thinks we're all stupid, and we'll just all believe this nonsense and, start a big giant riot to make the, Republican Party look bad. But, we don't do that because, most of us have jobs that we go to, and we don't all work for George Soros and answer our phone on a whim to have our riot gear and our rocks and bricks dropped in a construction site as if it were a construction site. Yeah. Didn't remember that, did you? The one question that will kill the argument that Trump is going to jail is that, so Trump is going to jail, that means his Secret Service is also going to be in jail with him and on cots and eating bologna sandwiches? Are they? Come on. Seriously? What the left and the current administration are doing and continue to do is attempt to change the laws to reflect the winning score on reflect that they're winning on the scoreboard. And it reeks of desperation. And quite honestly, it's also backfiring because the more crap that comes out, the higher Trump's popularity in the polls go up. Because we, the American people, have spoken up and we're no longer listening to you. Now, in the interest of time, just one more topic I want to cover as we hit the middle of Pride Month. It can't end fast enough. So much going on in different places in the United States, which are reprehensible. But the yentas on The View, namely Whoopi Goldberg, have just gone full retard on the topic of trans and kids and giving them puberty blockers because they feel different. Hey, listen, when I was 5 years old, I felt like fucking Superman. Did my parents let me go on the roof with a sheet attached to me, thinking I could fly? Nah, bro, they didn't. Let me just say this for the cheap seats. There's no such thing as trans kids, just bad parents. And if you, as a parent, are allowing your child to take puberty blockers and bringing them to a surgeon to get castrated, stop their natural cycle of puberty, you, my friend, are the criminal. As a parent, you are just, it's absolutely reprehensible that anybody would think that this is acceptable. Saying you're scaring the children and killing them by not letting them live how they want to live. Actually, Karen, may I call you Karen? The Republican Party is not focusing on making a law to insanity of doctors, if you can call them that, being able to transition kids at 5, 6, 7 years old. In contrast, if you're 18, 19 years old, you're an adult and you want to do something like that, then by all means, you're an adult. But children, you can't even convince them to go to bed at a certain time. You want them to convince you that they want to be a different sex? If they're a girl, they're a boy. If they're a boy, they're a girl. If they're a girl, they're both. Next week, they're going to be a fucking horse. Week after that, they're going to be a sheep. For the love of... If you can't convince your five-year-old to eat his vegetables, there should be no reason for them to convince you that they want to whack off their penis and have a pretend vagina and grow and have breasts surgically attached to them because they feel different. You're an idiot. You're a criminal, and you should have your kids taken away from you, and you should be locked up. And for Whoopi Goldberg to say you're scaring the children and you're killing the children. Now, the Republicans are not doing anything to that matter. They're actually trying to make a law for this act to be illegal. And statistically speaking, they're more likely to commit suicide because if they do actually go through with the surgery, the ill-advised decision that they make for their life or that their parents make for their bodies is irreversible. Folks, I want to thank you for listening to my show tonight. I am grateful to have this platform to provide this information to you on a weekly basis. I will provide you with the most accurate information at my disposal. I will not ever lie to you. If you do feel that I don't have accurate information, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Send me an email. Throw something in the chat. I will be more than happy to address it. Until then, thank you again for listening, tuning into my show. I will be back same time next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.